Top temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3.
Nice one. Cheers, Marie.
Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Ooh, yeah, baby, baby. Oh, yeah, you groovy mothers. Shout out to all the groovy mothers this afternoon. Hey, thanks for it on Today FM. Unless we forgot the groovy papas as well. Cheers for choosing Today 100-102 Today FM.
Also, any ungroovy parents, it's a broad
No,
church.
Actually, I don't want any ungroovy parents. And if you don't have any children, if you're ungroovy and you don't have any children, you're doubly guilty in my eyes. I have a challenge for you.
Sure.
You love a challenge?
I do, yeah.
Someone sent me this on my Insta over the weekend, and it's zip codes. Can you name any American zip code off the top of your head?
No.
Just off the top of your head.
Oh, hang on. Beverly Hills 90210.
That's the one everyone says.
Of course.
If you're ever on a website, an American website, and they say you need to prove your identity or put in your zip code, I'd always put in 90210. Have a listen to this challenge.
What's the zip code for Beverly Hills? 90210.
What is the zip code for Beverly Hills? It's 90210. Yeah. The girl asks the next question, however.
What about Dawson's Creek?
What is the zip code for Dawson's Creek?
How am I supposed to know that? Was it ever revealed in the show?
It is explicit in the show.
Oh.
What about Dawson's Creek?
What about Dawson's Creek?
So it features in the script or the theme tune, maybe?
It is explicit. You can miss it.
What about Dawson's Creek?
So Beverly Hills is 90210.
Is it also 90210?
No, Dawson's Creek is not in Beverly Hills, no. Dawson's Creek is like, I don't know where it is.
DC?
The Midlands.
I have no idea.
What about Dawson's Creek?
Am I going to hate myself when I find out the answer?
You're probably going to hate me.
Okay.
So Beverly Hills is 90210.
Yeah, I know that.
So Dawson's Creek is
90108.
Dawson's Creek is 90108.
90108.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Well done to Rose on text who guessed straight away.
90108.
Yeah. 90108.
Very nice. Soft launch day 240 this afternoon.
Today FM's
cash
machine. Johnny Newman's Love Me Again. This is Today FM playing the music you love. And a very good afternoon. Welcome on in. It's Monday. God help us. Bless yourself. Miserable Monday. Well, I've got my Coke Zero, a spring in my step, and a twinkle in my eye.
That's all he needs.
That's all I need. Yeah. I need JP as well. I mean, I couldn't be one of those DJs that does a show on their own. Oh my God, could you imagine? Oh my God, talking about the songs. There's a great song from John Newman there, Love Me Again, the great sound. Of course, John Newman featured on The X Factor in 2013, and he did a great job there.
Sounds like a good show, that.
Between the acts and between the show. Oh my God, give me a large one. Oh, I'd hate to be one of those DJs. Could you imagine?
Right, okay.
Oh, God. Saying nothing.
Right.
Just a DJ saying nothing.
Easy job, though, right?
Oh, give me. Oh,
and you have to look at my stupid face.
And reading texts.
Right.
Oh, God. Imagine being one of those DJs. Oh, please. Hang on a second. I need to have a drink. There's my tin of Coke Zero. Will we put on a show for these people?
Go on, then, yeah.
The gang's all here. I'm eyeballing at the moment. I'm looking out the window here at the studio. Who's this? You used to work in News Talk, JP.
I did indeed, yeah.
Who's Louise Wheatley?
Louise Wheatley, she is in marketing.
In News Talk?
Yeah.
I've never seen or heard from Louise Wheatley before.
Right.
Until I got an email a few minutes ago from her. Mm-hmm. Now everyone got the email, not just me. Happy News Talk Rebrand Day. Pizza on the third floor. Now, when they say pizza on the third floor, that means the pizza is... Hang on, third floor. This is the fourth floor.
This is the fourth floor.
So they've brought up... News Talk have brought up pizzas to our floor and put them outside our studio. Yeah, what's News Talk Rebrand Day? Have they finally gotten rid of Moncrief? In fairness, that clock has been ticking for a while. Hang on, let me have a look.
Oh, they've got a new logo.
Oh.
News Talk have a new logo. And what is it? How do I describe it for you on the radio? It's like Times New Roman. It's like new. The word news is in a serious font.
Oh.
And Talk is in a chunky, blocky capital font.
Do you know what? That is a bit different. I like that.
They've changed that up. So hang on, just because they changed the logo on News Talk, they get free pizzas.
Apparently, yeah.
We need to change the logo to the FM. That's it. So anyway, lovely Louise, as I call her now, because she brought us pizza.
One of your favourite people.
She's
down
one
there,
of
yeah.
my favourites. I didn't even, up until 20 minutes ago, I didn't even know she existed. So lovely Louise brought pizzas up, and she also brought up a load of dips. My wife loves the dips, the garlic and herb dip.
Oh yeah, the garlic dip, absolutely, yeah.
She, my wife is, I'd say my wife would just drink garlic and herb dip. I think my wife, if you cut her, she bleeds garlic and herb
that's
dip.
That's her blood type. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm now currently looking at the desk where the dips are. And I'm thinking I'm going to steal them all and I'm going to take them over for my wife.
Nobody would suspect you.
Here's the thing. What kind of a person in a work context opens the dip when none of the dips are open? Do you know what I mean? You're in the office, everyone's standing around having a munch of a pizza. It's one of those water cooler, you know, team building.
Sure,
everyone's all, you know, we're all chatting, having a slice of pizza. Who's going to be the weirdo to open up the dip? It's like, I'm going to open the dip.
You can't have a communal dip.
No, there's no. And then
with family, maybe.
You're the one person then having the dip. You can't be doing that.
Would you dunk a pizza slice, your
absolutely
pizza slice,
not.
And somebody else?
Not in front of somebody else.
No. Behind closed doors.
Is this your dip? Then you got a permission situation.
Yeah, you got to get consent.
Sorry, is this? Sorry, Mary. I saw you opening the dip. Is this your dip now, or is this all of our dip?
And what happens if Mary dipped, bit, and then dipped,
well, that's
a bit,
well, that's
back
a double
in.
Dip. That's disgusting.
You can't double dip.
You can't even do that in our house. In the house, couldn't even do that behind closed doors. Anyway, thus far, we got dips.
Good.
Keep an eye on the dip situation through the broadcast this afternoon. And I swear to God, on my children's lives, if anyone goes near them dips over the next 2.5 hours, there'll be a hell to pay!
If we ever play 3 songs in a row at any point during the show, Ray's out in the office
Ray's
beating somebody
punching
up.
The head of someone. Mary, I'm watching you. Right, what are we doing today? We've got Cash Machine today. We've got a holiday to give away to Malta at the end of the week as well with Sunway. This week we're giving you the chance to win a week-long holiday in sunny Malta, all with thanks to Sunway, one of Ireland's most trusted holiday companies. If you're looking to book your summer holiday, check out sunway.ie for great value holidays to amazing destinations. Flights, hotels and transfers, hassle-free, all in one place. That's sunway.ie. For your chance to win a 7-night getaway for two at the 4-star Paradise Bay Resort in Melija, Malta. Just send us an amazing story on voice note 0874 100 102. I would prefer it to be a true story, a story from your life, a real story. But it needs to be amazing. It needs to be enough to make me say, get away.
Get away.
Because I've got a getaway at the end of the week.
Aha!
And I want it to be so interesting and surprising and unbelievable, but true, that it makes me say, get away. So I'm both surprised in saying, get away, and I give you a holiday at the end of the week, so I say, get away.
Get away. It's like you don't say, or no way.
Get away. Away.
Get away.
We could even do it in unison. Get away. Away. So we want your stories on voice notes, 0874 100 102. We're going to be doing this through the show and indeed through the week, so you don't need to do it right now. But formulate your stories. We want good ones, we want true stories. And then everyone who we say, get away, we'll put them in the draw on Friday. Really throwing the enthusiasm behind the getaway this afternoon.
Get away!
0874 100 102. Recorded in on WhatsApp, and we'd love to hear from you today. Also, same number for our roll call. I'll do that after D-Light and Grooves in the Heart. This is Today FM.
Oh, damn it!
Thank you.
I can't laugh and pop at the same time. For God's sake, jump off. Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's Ray Foley here. JP's there.
How are you?
Say on show. On show. On show, Ray Phelan here in Dublin. I knew you'd won me over when I started saying it's ringing to myself when calling clients in the last week or so. Love the show. Hey, from Phelan. That's a funny one, actually. The amount of people that say to me that when they're making phone calls now, they go, it's ringing. When they're making a phone call. I do it myself now. How did that become a thing, by the way?
I have no idea.
But we're obligated every time we hear the ringing sound to say, it's ringing. The other thing, Phelan, I don't know what line of work you're in, but when you're ringing clients and they pick up in the middle of you saying, it's ringing, do they ever remark and go, sorry, hello, what? Hello, what? And the other thing, Phelan, do you say it properly, as in exhale breath, as you're saying it's? Because the normal way to say it's ringing is, it's ringing. But the way we say it's ringing is, it's ringing. And any explanation for that? How did that come out? You said no.
I think we were trying to call somebody. They kept not answering. We kept remarking the fact that the call was being made, and we were getting annoyed.
Unnecessary. The lads are over there as well with the roll call this afternoon.
Well, Ray, JP, how's things? Owen here, on shot.
Shane here, on shot.
Decky here, on shot.
We're not going to let the Monday Blues kick us in this week, boys, because Decky's getting married on Friday there, so he's only got today and tomorrow left of us abusing him. But shall look, abuse. Well, anyway, here's to it. Love the show, boys.
For Decky and the abuse he's getting this afternoon.
Congratulations and celebrations.
And the cow lady as well. I was looking at her. There's dozens of articles about the cow lady. On over the weekend, did you see the twister? The
tornado?
Tornado,
right?
A twisty wind thing in Cork. Cows run for cover as a tornado twisted its way through farmland in County Cork. Dramatic video footage of the strange weather phenomenon known as a twister. I don't think that's the legal definition, is it?
It's definitely tornado.
It's a scientific tornado, yeah. It was captured by Elaine Pilkington in her back garden in Ballincollig. Let me call my tornado lady.
Oh, okay. So you've got a cow lady and a tornado lady.
She's the one and
one
the same.
One
and
the same. Okay.
Hey, it's ringing.
Sure is.
Hello.
Hello, is that Elaine?
It's speaking, yeah.
Hello, Ray Foley caller from Today FM. How are you?
I'm great, Ray. How are you?
Elaine, you've gone viral with your Twister video. Now, I don't mean the popular board game on the floor where we'd spin around the arrow thing and we take all our shoes and socks off.
Not that thing.
I mean, the Twister, where did you... So, for anyone that hasn't seen it, it looks like quite... It's not like one of the big massive ones you see in America, but it's like quite a long sort of spout. There's green fields and there's little speckles of cows in the foreground, and then further away off was the twister. How long was it going for?
Just over a minute, I'd say. It wasn't actually from my back garden. I was parked in a car park in Ballincollig. And it was actually my husband that spotted it, and we just looked up and we were like, Jesus, tornado. So we were kind of watching for a minute, and we weren't sure. We were thinking maybe it's just machinery or, you know, fire or something, but sure enough it was, and I just started videoing it then. Lasted about a minute, gone after that then, just disappeared.
I was going to say, how long was your video? Because the video itself is long enough.
Yeah, the original video that was put up was 25 seconds.
Right.
I've since added a second video too. It's like a total of 45 seconds. But I had to stop the first video because my son was in the back of the car and he was going, we have to move.
It's just like the film, Twister. Yeah, Mom,
just
move.
Like the film. And he was like, the cows are moving. We need to move. So I had to cleverly remove the audio from the video before.
Well, I think that's fair enough. The child's alarm. So were the cows seem to be alarmed as well in the video? Are they kind of running for cover?
Yeah. You see them running. They'd already run to the other side of the field and they were on their way back when I started the video. They had gone over and back a couple of times. I think that's the first time I've ever seen cows running anyway. mad to see.
Was it windy where ye... Because you weren't very far away. Was it windy? Like, was it gale force winds or was it just like an unusual wind?
No, it was a windy day. It was a very sunny day, but it was a bit windy. And cold. There was a really cold wind. And like that was a good bit away from us. That was way up in on a hill, you know, in front of you. Like you can see how small the cows are. So yeah, it was a fair bit away from us. But there was a lot of wind around all right over the weekend.
It didn't actually make it to the cows in the end.
It didn't make it to the cows, no. They were all safe and accounted for.
I've got a little bit of the audio here actually. Let's have a have a listen, Elaine. This this is from your phone. Hang on a minute. Is that Bill Pullman or Bill Paxman there?
Paxton.
Yeah. They're in the van and Helen Hunt is there as well. My God, you've got them all. Balan Colic, full of cows and Paxtons. And Helen Hunt in Twister, amazing.
Yeah, just, Elaine,
fair play to you for being quick enough to take the video, I have to say, and you've gone viral with it now.
Yeah, so, delighted. Great.
You're my tornado lady now. You're my Twister lady.
Yeah, that's it now. Yeah, I'll be taking Kenny's job next. Wait till you see
it. I'll report. Listen, I'm going to put you in into our Get Out. Hang on a second.
Oh, that's a great call, actually.
That's great. I'll put you into win the we're going to do a draw, so you're one of the... You're the first name in. Draw on Friday for a 7-night getaway for two at the 4-star Paradise Bay Resort in Malta. Oh, thanks to sunway.ie. We're playing our getaway through the rest of the week. We're going to work on the phrasing. Elaine, thanks so much for taking the call.
Great, thanks a million. Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey,
Ray Foley.
With
Care Plus, providing home care.
Shakira. Whenever, wherever, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley in. There's JP.
How are you?
How you doing? Great news, we're on a garlic and herb dip watch. And the garlic and herb dips remain untouched thus far. Ew. There's also a couple of barbecues, which I'm not particularly interested in. And a Frank's hot sauce dip, which is intriguing as well. Might snaffle one of those as well on the way home. This is the pizza... Group pizza, work pizza, and the accompanying dips have not been touched. And I know my wife loves the garlic and herb dip, so I will be stealing one of those. Instead of stealing notebooks or A4 paper from work, I'm stealing pizza dip for
Those dips, they'll keep as well.
Oh, jeez, I know,
Yeah.
Here's the thing now as well with them.
What?
We'll get a frozen pizza at the weekend and use the expensive takeaway dip.
Ah, now you're thinking. I'll tell you what.
Although, in fairness, I don't know why I'm doing this at all. I'm on the verge. I'm on the cusp of divorce. Did I mention this?
No, I never.
My wife was going to a work do on... Not a work do. A colleague of hers was having a big birthday. Relatively near to where we live. On Saturday night. And a couple of times through the course... You know, that kind of comes up. What are we doing tonight? Are we going to take away tonight? And she said, no, sure, I'm out tonight. Oh, Jesus, yeah, sorry, I look after myself, so yeah, I'll be putting... What time are you going out? All right, well, I'll be putting the kids to bed. Oh, yeah, fine, great. And every time it came, like twice or three times it came up through the day, I said, is it plus one? Or is it just like, is it just the girls? And she said, no, it's not plus one. No, it's just the girls. So the girls being like the girls who work together, women who work together in work, yeah? So I was like, grand, Josh, I wouldn't want to go anywhere, really. It's a work thing. It wouldn't be my cup of tea.
It's just the girls, right?
The grand. I said, how are you getting in? And she said, one of the girls is... Karen is giving me a lift in. Because Karen's not... Karen's up for work early in the morning. So Karen's going to drive. She's going to drive us all there. She'd be the designated driver.
That's handy, yeah.
So I'm like, grand. Is it a plus one or anything? Or is it just the girl? It's just the girls.
It's just the girls, right?
And of course, I'm not one of the girls. I married one of the girls, but I'm not one of the girls.
No, you're not.
As much as I wish I were, I'm not one of the girls.
You're on the outside looking in, right?
So we get a text message about 8 o'clock. Karen's outside, but I'm not ready. Will you let Karen in? Karen will be at the door in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Ringing the doorbell.
Right.
Because Karen, who's driving her to work, driving her to the pub, Karen's going to be outside in a couple of minutes.
Right. Karen's one of the girls. You're not one of the girls, but you're going to have to let Karen
in. I'm in my tracksuit bottoms, my Crocs, and my baggy t-shirt. Saturday night attire. Ding dong goes the doorbell. Karen is on the doorstep. Who is on the doorstep with Karen? Only Karen's husband.
Oh, I'm like, what the hell is he doing here? He's one of the girls, but you're not. What the hell?
It was plus one. But from the outset, she was like, no, you're not invited. I'm going out. You're not coming with me. So I tell you this now. Well, I'll be on the dart on the way home, guzzling garlic and herb dip.
Ray Foley.
I'll be a disgrace.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
It'll be all in my beard. Yeah. It'll be coming down my chin like that. It'll be down all down my top. I'll be slathered in garlic and
herb.
That's
the great taste of payback.
I'm going to love it.
Here on Dermot and Dave, wonderful. We've teamed up with Indeed to celebrate the...
We play the music you love. A very good afternoon. Oh, jeez, I'm wrecked after that now. Full on, isn't it? It's faster than Calvin usually does.
Yeah, you were kind of chilling out towards the end, and then the whole song changed.
It just kicked off. Just took off, lads. All right, still on the way. We want more of your getaway stories. If you want a getaway to Malta, with thanks to Sunway, text us in your...
Getaway.
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 A story that makes us say... Get away. 0874 100 102. Record it into your voice notes for us. And we'll try and get you into our draw on Friday. Also, scary movies. We'll do that in a few minutes. And on the cash machine, we're closing the lines in 3.5 minutes' time. The total, you need to write it down, €10,391.55. That's €10,391.55. Your chance to win coming up. And the Jonas Brothers next.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus, not all careers can look. Said I made you look.
Megan Trainor made you look. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Have you got your booty on? I hope so. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
JP, have you got your booty on?
I always got
booty
on.
Yeah. Well, it certainly made me look. Here's him. See this, lads. We had Lee Cronin on not so long. It was a number of weeks ago. We were talking about this guy, an Irish director who has taken over, I suppose, the helm of the Evil Dead series of movies. Evil Dead Rise is the new film in cinemas now. Oh yeah, I read this, you know. We were just talking to him and said, jeez man, isn't that great? Irish filmmaker Lee Cronin has the number two film in the UK and Ireland box office this weekend with Evil Dead Rise, which he wrote and directed, grossed £1.48 million sterling. The film is also opened number two in the US box office, grossing approximately $23 million over the weekend. It's the number two film at the global box office, an estimated $40 million gross. And he's the first Irish director in 10 years to have a top 10 movie. He's number two in the US.
There you go. Good going. Flying the flag.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Carry on. Here's a little bit of Evil Dead Rise. Give it a listen. Wait for it. Wait for it. I told you to wait for it.
What's good for bloodstains?
I told you
to
stop.
Is that vinegar?
I told you to stop picking that.
Me carpet room.
I told you to stop picking that.
What?
Let me call my Evil Dead guy. It's on line two there, yeah. It's ringing. I think he's in America.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ireland's most successful film director of all time. It's Lee Cronin. Hello, Lee.
That's a nice introduction on a what day is it? Monday morning.
It is a Monday morning. Where are you in America, is it?
I am. I'm in Los Angeles at the moment in a very messy hotel room that I haven't had time to tidy.
All right. We can't see that. You're grand. This is a radio. You can keep it as messy as you like.
Perfect.
In fairness, that's part of the it's part of the deal anyway, isn't it? Like when you go to LA and you're an internationally acclaimed horror movie director, I mean, part of the package is a messy hotel room at the very least.
It apparently is, or maybe I'm just a messy person. It could be just that.
It could be that. Congratulations. I've just been reading the stats here.
Thank you.
Number two in the world, particularly for the success in America, has been outstanding. The initial targets were lower than what you managed to get in the end with Evil Dead Rise.
Yeah, it's kind of, the movie's kind of grown as the weekend has gone by, which I think is part of a great marketing campaign. And then thankfully word of mouth, which is the thing that excites me. It means people are talking about the movie and enjoying the movie. So even we were projected, you know, maybe to do like 16, 17 million, maybe 20, then it kept growing. And even as of yesterday when I went to bed, I got an email from the studio to say we were going to do 23.5. But when I woke up this morning, we'd actually done 24.5. So we keep on just growing a little bit. And hoping we can have another great weekend next weekend, because, you know, it's hard to get people out to the movies, but it's really great when you do.
Yeah, and this is the thing, like, once people start talking about it, once people say, do you know what, I went to see that Evil Dead, the new Evil Dead, Jesus, brilliant, and it harkens back to a time of, certainly pre-pandemic, of like, let's go out, let's go to the pictures, let's make a night of it and go out and enjoy ourselves. Remind us again how you got involved, Lee, in Evil Dead Rise, because of course this is a revival of the franchise.
Yeah, it was, like, I'll give you the really short version, yeah. Which was Sam Raimi, who was the original, you know, director, writer, and now producer of this movie, saw my debut feature film, The Hole in the Ground, which was at Sundance in 2019, and he sat down and we just talked about many things, and it led to Evil Dead conversation because I'm a fan. And he asked me to just go and take some time to think about what I do. And between us all, it kind of came together. I had a story they were excited by that I was excited by, and we went to work. But it's eaten up the last 3 years of my life. That's the mad part about movie making. Like, it just dominate every aspect of your life. So it's really nice that all that work is paying off and people around the world are watching the movie.
Do you know what? We're so proud. We had you on a couple of months ago and we were like, oh yeah, April. Yeah, which that's a million years away. Yeah, sure, April. Now that it's finally come around and you're enjoying the success of it and you've got the messy hotel room in Los Angeles, all the trappings, you're embroiled in this one at the moment. What's next? What are you looking ahead to?
You know, I've made this film with New Line Cinema. Okay. And they were fantastic partners. So we've got a project together that I'm in the middle of doing a big writing job on at the moment. And I've got a couple of projects that I would have put down that I was developing when I went to make Evil Dead. And as is naturally the game, when you have a bigger moment in this industry, as the predictions are starting to come in, obviously there's a lot of emails and phone calls coming my way. So this week might be kind of explosive for me, or at least my agents might be busy, but we'll see. I just want to I'll just be happy to make another movie. You know what I mean? I think that's, if you can stay in this game and get to make another movie, you're doing well. So one of the things I have on my table, I'd be really happy to happen next.
Cool, Bean. Yeah, it's much like radio. We're on a day-to-day basis here.
Exactly, yeah. Hopefully you'll be let back in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hopefully
I say, we're in soft, we're still very much in soft launch mode. But a lot of these, I suppose the likes of Disney then, this is the way that, well, you're perfectly aware, given this your career and it's your line of work, that the minute you get something big like this, you get something noticed and everyone's all of a sudden a buzz about particularly the bottom line and the box office and how much money it's bringing in, then you could be lined up then for suddenly huge projects like into the MCU or any of that kind of thing. Would that be the kind of thing you'd be interested in, or are you going to stay in the horror genre?
Look, I'm interested in lots of, I'm interested in making entertaining movies, so it doesn't have to be, what I am focused on is movies I know that can go to the cinema. That's the thing that I'm really drawn towards. And I suppose for me, I'm also a writer, so I do like to write what I direct as well. I'd never say never if someone put the right screenplay in front of me. I definitely take a look, but I just try and take that stuff kind of in my stride, because as you say, I'm getting this moment of heat from this movie, but the heat only lasts so long. So you just have to I try and play it as level as I can and keep on developing projects myself that I know I can get made too.
Cool. When are you home again?
I'm hoping to fly on Saturday, but there's Kid Cudi wants to do a special screening of Evil Dead Rise in LA. And they're doing, they're doing a screening in the Academy as well on Saturday. So I might change my flight by a day. If they don't charge me too much, we'll see how it goes.
Come here, tell Kid where we're asking from.
I will. I'll give him a nod for you.
I do. Listen, once again, congratulations. It's in cinemas
Thank you very much. Worth
checking out. Who's at number one? Is it Mario?
Yeah, no one beat the plumber, unfortunately.
That pesky plumber.
We can say we're the number one live-action movie in the world today. So at least I can say that.
That's something to be said. There's a lot to be said for that. Listen, continued success, sir. Go tidy that bedroom. Or have a nap and then go tidy the bedroom, all right?
I will. Take care, lad. Thanks.
Cheers, man. All the best. Bye, Mike. Congrats. Yeah. Lee Cronin, and the movie is Evil Dead Rise. Check it out now. Fair play to him. JP, I told you, leave us alone. Stop thinking at it. EMF on Today FM. Clean Bandit Emery, Rackaby. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good night. JP!
Oh, for God's sake.
Ow!
Calm down.
Who's your woman? Unbelievable. This is Evil Dead Rise, and lots of love for Lee this afternoon. The good thing about the Evil Dead films is they're scary and funny from Morris. Lad said this is Lee Cronin, who is the Irish movie director who has directed the number two movie in the world and the number one live action movie in the world. But it's scary, just so you're aware. Evil Dead, the clue, the Evil Dead Rise, the clue is in the name. Lads, I've seen that film and I didn't know it was by an Irish guy. I'd give it 7.5 out of 10. 7.5 is good. That's a B.
Yeah.
And bump it up to 9 because he's one of our own from Phil. Well, we are biased. And I'd say The Bedroom is trashed because he's been celebrating all weekend. I'm jealous of him and his Hollywood life from Frank. Frank, I had exactly the same sort of thing. He's like, he's in LA, sunshine. He's this week. He's, like he says, he's hot this week.
Oh,
anyway.
He's in talks. That was mysterious and exciting.
And his agent is getting calls. So his representatives are taking call, industry talks, going to meetings, going to big, you know, there's a big high office buildings.
Glass fronts and everything,
with amazing views out over the Hollywood Hills and whatnot. So now we hate Lee, actually. We're proud of him up to the point we're having the conversation. Now we despise him and begrudge him all of his success.
Ray Foley.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Hate is a strong word. I think it's accurate. I think
it's
fine. Stick around. We're making the call on the cash machine, and Ed Sheeran's on the way next.
Love rock music.
That is your All Irish track of the week this week. Eva Campbell and People, and it's gorgeous. It's Monday. It's time for your entertainment update.
It is you first.
It's certainly not a drag to be a Lizzo fan these days. The pop superstar invited a host of drag performers on stage with her in Knoxville, Tennessee over the weekend to protest that state's new law banning drag performances. Lizzo and her pals gave a beautifully manicured two fingers to the draconian legislation and urged it to sashay away. Among the drag queens and kings invited to the show were Vanessa Vangie Matteo, Asia O'Hara, Aquaria, Candy Muse, Brittany Banks, right. Shell the Bombshell, yeah. Cordelia Facade, Sia Inhale, Disastrous Banks, Jaden Fierce, Justine Vandeblair, Shelby LeBanks, Shoshana Vandeblair. Yeah. There's two Vandeblairs there. They must be related. Treya Lees, Vidalia Ann Gentry,
yeah, we're all there.
And Vivica Steele.
Right.
American drag names are so boring, aren't they? Seriously. I'd love to tell you how much better Irish drag names are, but if I did, I'd be cancelled. JP.
Thanks, Ray. Harry Potter. Excuse me.
Harry Potter.
Hello, Harry Potter.
Potter. Hello, Harry Potter.
Hello, Potter.
You do better than I do.
Hello, Potter.
Harry Potter. Actress Emma Watson credits her success to a massive movement, specifically the movement of the planets. The Hermione Granger star says gas giant Saturn aligned with her birthday, and that's why she's made millions as a Hollywood celebrity. Don't know if I believe this Saturn stuff myself, but it certainly has a nice ring to it. Ray?
JP, thanks indeed. Patrick Keelty has emerged as a late contender for the late show gig. Uh-huh. After betting odds for the funny man were slashed in recent days, despite Claire Byrne seeming like a sure thing to replace our Friday night tubs, bookies have noticed a series of significant bets being placed on Keelty, making him now second favourite. One of those betting on him could be his wife, Kat Deely. Yes, the CD UK host and pal of Ant and Dec is married to Paddy, which might make her a bit biased. But in a recent interview, she said he's got the right balance of entertainment and politics. She said he's very aware of what happens in Ireland all the time. And she said he would do the most phenomenal job. And by the sound of it, he's also good with cats. Meow. just hit the wrong button.
You did.
Is that enough? We can go again. We can go again.
Do you want to?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. One last one.
Great, thank you. Not for the first time, a crow has pooped on something. As Russell Crowe says, the original script for Gladiator was nothing to crow about. He reckons the Ridley Scott script was riddled with rubbish scenes until he made some tweaks. Currently, the Kiwi actor is starring in the Pope's Exorcist, which was filmed here in Ireland, and one thing the actor is a fan of is our famous spring lamb. The actor says he enjoyed a particularly tasty rack of lamb during his time in Ireland. When asked about the tasty treat, the star said he was Gladiator. Because it was a female lamb. And it's the movie he was in.
Do you know what, lads?
What?
I'm so glad we came back for it.
It's worth it,
because I don't know.
Yeah.
And that was your
entertainment update.
It was so worth it, though.
Yeah.
Thank you and good night. Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Monday. It's Ray here. JP's over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a celebrity. Give me out of here. You're supposed to join in. I'm a celebrity. Give me out of here. Yeah. I'm a celeb's back on television tonight. We have a list of who's in there. No Vorderman's in there.
She isn't DJ.
Celeb. Get me out.
Do you know, I hope that Phil Tufnell is there, because he was one of my favourite contestants.
He won it, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. It's on back on television tonight. And it's all pre-recorded, apparently. It's all... Oh, why isn't there just a list of who's on it? This is nonsense now. Please hold.
Do you want me to give you a dig out on my side, right? I can also Google things as well, you know. I don't have to leave you stranded, right?
Hate this. I'm a celebrity. Celebrity contestants, South Africa. Do we know who won? Because it's already pre-recorded. It's already been done. So here we go. Lineup. So annoying. The internet is so annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is the lineup? Here we go. Amir Khan, the boxing champion. Yeah. Sean Ryder from Happy Mondays. Helen Flanagan from Coronation Street. Jordan Banjo. One of the Banjo brothers.
I figured so, yeah.
Carol Vorderman from Countdown. Fatima Whitbread, the retired Olympic athlete. Paul Burrell, the former royal butler. Phil Tufnell, ex-England cricketer. Yes. He was the winner in 2003. 2003?
What?
And Janice Dickinson, the American supermodel, placed runner-up in the seventh series of I'm a Celeb in 2007. And then the also-rans who may show up. Mylene Klass, Georgia Toffolo, Dean Gaffney, Joe Swash, Andy Wyment, and Gillian McKeith. Gillian McKeith. That's going to be drama, let me tell you. Anyway, it's back on television tonight, by all accounts. Also this week, very exciting, we're giving away a trip to Malta. That's right, a seven-night getaway for two at the four-star Paradise Resort in Melija in Malta. Just send us a true story, one of your true stories, on voice note 0874 100 102, and make sure it impresses us enough so that we say, get away. And then we put you in to win on Friday. We're going to do a draw. So anyone that's got a good voice note or a good story, we'll put you in the draw on Friday. All with thanks to sunway.ie for great value holidays to amazing destinations. Jennifer's over there. Jennifer?
Hi, Ray. This is for the getaway competition. This is Jennifer from Dublin.
Got a very strong Dublin accent, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Very strong.
Mm. I have a story to tell you about a holiday I once went on. It's a true story. We were flying to St. Lucia on Virgin Airlines, and we boarded the plane. We got delayed, sitting on the tarmac for almost 2 hours. No explanation, not much information coming. After about 2 hours, then a voice came over on the tannoy, and he told us that it was Richard Branson.
Hang on, Richard Branson himself went on the tannoy. So you're flying Virgin. Mm-hmm. And Branson comes on the speakers.
And the flight was delayed because we were waiting for him to arrive. He was flying on his own airline to the same destination as us. and offered us all free champagne. Just one glass there, but still, that was his way of apology.
He could have done better than one glass of champagne for sitting on the tarmac for 2 hours.
And that's my holiday story, and I'd like to enter it into the competition.
All right.
Thanks, bye.
All right, babes, I'll throw you in. You're in the draw on Friday. Well done. 0874 100102.
Get away.
Oh, dear. Just ironing out the wrinkles today. First day.
Yeah.
We're like a pair of hairdressers here. Get away. Oh, my God. You got anywhere nice in your holidays? San Lucia, by the sounds of things. Jeez, you know how to look after yourself, Jennifer, don't you? It's ringing. Who's this?
Chris.
Chris?
Hello.
Hello, Chris?
Yeah.
Hello, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How's things?
Do you need to go away? Would you want to go on holidays to Malta with Sunway?
It wouldn't be too bad, yeah.
Would you like that? Do you have a busy house?
I have an incredibly busy house. I do indeed.
Tell us your getaway.
So my getaway story is we had recently had our firstborn son, Oren, hit the 3 month mark, and we found out that we were expecting again.
Hang on, rewind. rewind.
The kid is 3 months
hang
old.
Hang on, you've got a 3 month old kid.
Yeah.
Well, he's now two, but at the time of the story, he was three months old.
And yes. She got pregnant again.
Yes.
Oh my God, she's a biological miracle, that woman. She's fair play.
She's a miracle in every other way as well, but yes, we'll go with that.
Yeah. So, pregnant again with a 3 month baby at home. Oh, bless yourselves. And then what happens?
So obviously the thought process is, you know what, one more, that's perfect, that's two children. It's very soon, but you know, we're just as delighted as when we had Oren.
Yeah.
And we were so excited, we decided to get an early scan around the 16-week mark. So obviously, because you have a small child, then usually, you know, it's very hard to get a childminder. So we decided to take him with us. We went back to the scan centre where we actually got the scan for him.
Right.
Brought him in, and the entire time, myself and the wife were of the same thought process. It's going to be another boy. Has to be. That's just what our intuition was telling us. So we go in to get the scan, and the stenographer, you know, the people who actually do the scan, she's like, okay, something doesn't look right here. Bear with me here one second. No. I need to get the other lady. And we thought it was going to be something terrible or something bad is going on.
Yeah, that's a very scary position to be in.
And obviously you're staring at the screen and you're going, okay, is it a boy? Is everyone okay? What's going on? And the other one comes in and she goes, just really quickly, did you ever think about the potentiality of twins?
Oh.
And we both looked at each other, myself and the wife went, sorry.
They've got a baby in their arms. They've got a 3 month old in their arms already. Jesus, oh mother of God. Right, go on.
Well, so at that time, he was
a bit older now, yeah.
Yeah, he was 5 months then.
Yeah, but still.
So it had turned out that we were having twins. So, wow. So that's three babies within a year.
Yeah.
And the twins are happy and healthy now. The twins actually only just turned one there on the 13th of April, and Oren turned two on the 18th of April.
Fantastic. What did you have? Did you have twin girls or boys, or what did you have?
Identical twin girls, Dara and Maeve.
Lovely.
And
you haven't slept in 3 years, and you're in this spare room, and you're not even kissing your wife on the lips anymore.
So you usually our contact is scheduled meetings on opposite side of the table just to make sure.
FaceTime, Skype each other, or Zoom, fair enough. I can understand that. Well done, sir.
Get away!
We're putting you in the draw on Friday. Well done. Thanks for taking our call, Chris.
Oh my God, amazing. Thanks so much. And Ray, love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. You stay out, don't go home. Okay. Find yourself. Cheers, Chris. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for taking the call. Right, Ace of Base, all that you want. This is Today FM. Joel Corry and Sorry, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Or at least we have been playing the music you love up to this point. Well, I'm afraid that's the end. We've reached the finish line, and the broadcast is complete. And there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. So much planned, and we didn't get to do it, I'm afraid. We didn't get to do Amir Khan. True or false? For a retest, I'm a celeb contestant and ex-boxer Amir Khan in a series of challenges to see what he can and can't do in Amir Khan. True or false? We didn't get to do Can Amir Khan. can Amir can. Or we test whether I'm a celeb contestant and ex-boxer Amir can dance the can. And we didn't get to do Up the Cats Deely, where Kat Deely tells us she's a massive fan of the Kilkenny hurling team in Up the Cats Deely. Maybe we'll get to do that on the show tomorrow. And great news, JP.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
I love this.